Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Let me get this thing together now. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Bringing you to see the Prosperity Broadcast on this Sunday evening. Let me get this off. Let me see you now. Okay. We got that out. Praise the Lord. Bring you to see the Prosperity Broadcast on this Sunday evening in November. This month is really going. It's going fast. This year is going fast. Don't y'all agree? It's time to really the time you need to serve the Lord. This is the time. Anything you want to do for the Lord, this is the time. Anytime, if this is the time that you want to tell somebody, I'm sorry, forgive me, this is the time. Time is winding up for everybody. Time is winding up for everybody. We never know where death lies, and we still dragging our feet. We still hanging on to panty-anty stuff. We got to grow up. Yeah, you've been hurt. We all been hurt. We got to grow up. We got to grow up. You know, we just take things for granted. Let me see. Psalms 34:18, it says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saved those whose spirits have been crushed. Yeah, sometimes your spirit been crushed. Yeah, I know you've been beaten across the head. I know that. We've all been beaten across the head in some form or another. Praise the Lord. Okay. In Matthew 12:28, come to me, all of you who are tired and are heavy, who are tired and have heavy loads, and I will give you rest, accept my teaching, and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in spirit, and you will find rest for your lives. Matthew 11:28-29. It's the NCV version. Praise the Lord. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saved those whose spirit have been crushed. God know you. God know you what you're going through with. He knows exactly what you're going through with. There's nothing he doesn't know about you and me. But I'm talking today about there's life and death in the tongue. You know, we can speak those things. And some of us have spoken things over our lives, over our children, over our loved ones, bad stuff. You got this. Why not speak positive thing? Why not speak positive thing? Why you have to speak negative? It takes just as much strength to take to speak negative things about people as it is to say positive things over your life, over your situation. Speak those things which be not as though they were. Let me see. Okay, this is in, praise the Lord, and Romans 4:17, the latter part of what's that? As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. even God, who quickened the dead, and called it those things which be not as though they were. Talking about Abraham. Abraham, yeah, he thought it too old to have a child, and Sarah did too. Yeah. It was impossible. That was impossible. But the angel told Abraham he's gonna have a child. Sarah didn't believe it because she knows she was old. I'm telling you the truth. People look down and, oh, so-and-so is too old for this. So-and-so is too old for that. If God said it, that's selling. And I'm talking to some of these old, elderly people. Well, I'm too old for this. I'm too old for that. If God said it, you're not too old. If God tell you to do something, you're not too old. That's the problem. Where you get a certain age, oh, too old, it's impossible. And those, and sometimes you tell your friends, and they just, and they say the same thing. Well, you know, you old. But see, God done told you what to do. He knew you was old when he told you what to do. He knew you was old when he told you to go here. He knew you was old when he told you to take that job. He knew you was old when he told you to move into that city, move into that state, move into that neighborhood. He knew you was old. My Lord. And that's it. See, and that's what is in the Bible. For the elder people and the older people to think, oh, you're not too old. If God said it, you're not too old. Now, if God didn't say it, you're too old. But if God did not, if God said it, you are not too old to do whatever the Lord told you to do. You're not too old for that. That's man. Man would get you killed. Man would mess up your blessing. And man would cut you off from getting your blessing from the Lord because you are disobedient to the voice of the Lord. You're not too old. You're too old for this or that. If God said it, and anytime now, no matter how you're old, now, if God said it's time to do this, it's time to do that, it's time for it now. That's why we won't be here. Some of us won't be here. My God. Yes, there's life and death in the tongue. Speak those things which be not as though they were. God, there's power in the tongue, and yes, it is. There's power. And you sick all the time, speak health to your body. Speak health to the, and speak deliverance to that situation. Speak you. Why not speak good things instead of bad things? But you know, but that's what the enemy wants you to do. Feel sorry for yourself and this and that, and this is impossible, and I don't see the way out, and I don't see how this can happen, and all this is there. No, let's go after one. Let's for the bird. Keep on saying it. Well, I don't keep saying it, and nothing happens. Keep on saying it. That's something you keep on saying till they get in your spirit. Keep on saying it. Keep on. Just like music in your ear. You know. You hear some sound, and then that sound keep ringing in the ear over and over again. The same sound. And you know, this is the Christmas season now, and some of y'all gonna be singing Christmas songs, and it's gonna be over. After a while, you're gonna be over and over. You're gonna keep on hearing that sound. And some people hear a sound, say, I hear this sound, and It been ringing in my ear, and you singing. Sometimes I get up in church and say, I want this song been on my mind, I've been keep on hearing this song. You know? Yeah. Keep on saying it. Okay, you keep on until you keep hearing it. And you haven't said nothing, but you keep hearing the words. You keep hearing the words. Getting God's word. I mean, what God told you to do, do it. Whatever it is. My Lord, whatever problem you have, speak positive things. And you can speak positive things, and I'm telling the truth. I don't care what type of situation you are in, you can speak the positive thing. The positive thing. That was the enemy got us all tied up. We speak negative too much. If that sign is on drugs, speak that thing into existence. I speak my son, don't get off of drugs. I speak my daughter, don't get off the prostitute. Stop prostituting. Lord, I thank you and thank the Lord for it. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the miracle. Lord, I thank you for the victory. Lord, I thank you for the new house. Lord, I thank you for the deliverance. I thank you for the gift. I thank you for the ministry. Oh, go. Yes, I thank you. And you don't see it. Speak those things with me now and don't they work? No, you don't see it, but how you reach and get in the spirit and pull it out. My Lord, pull it out. Now, maybe pull it out. It's in the spirit. Pull it out. Oh, well, I don't see it. Pull it out. You don't see it? Speak it. into existence. Speak it. Speak it. The neighborhood on all with drugs and this and that. Speak positive things to your neighborhood. Say, Lord, I think you're going to clean up this neighborhood. I think these drug dealers are going to move out the neighborhood. And y'all will let them move out. Y'all will move them out now. Yeah, praise the Lord. We got to speak those things with me. No, they know they work. We got to go crazy. No, I'm not taking no for an answer. What you got to lose? You don't have anything. You don't have deliverance yet. Well, what you got to lose? My God, my God. Speak those things with me not as though they were. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. I'm here. Well, you know, God give you what 5 cents. Yes, but I'm still here. I don't see it, but I'm here. What you want me to say? I'm not here. I don't feel it. I feel it, whatever. But on the speaking, and on the speaking. What I got to lose? I'm speaking. What do I have to lose? Do I have to lose anything? If you speak, you keep speaking, I'm here. I'm going to be here. I thank the Lord I'm here. Speak it. What you got to lose? Why not speak it? Where I'm still in pain. Speak it. Move that, make that devil mad. Wonder what's she going on? What? Look at, you know, be thinking, oh, get him out the way. Yeah, get him scared. Get all the imps, get scared and run from you. Oh, I speak it. I speak it. Lord, I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for blessing. I thank you for my sister being here. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for this ministry moving up in moving up the King's Highway. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the finance. Ah, glory. I thank you for the new house. I thank you for the ministry going up. I thank you. Don't have nothing, but I thank you. I need this by our Lord. I thank you. I'm speaking it. I'm speaking it. I'm speaking it. Yes. Be crazy with it. Just like a crazy praise. Be crazy with it. Speak it. What you got to lose? You don't have nothing to lose. You don't have nothing anyway. Why not speak into existence? If Abraham and Satan can have that son, what about you? What about you? And anybody know? Read that. Go to the Bible and read about saving Abraham. Abraham, I know you be laughing. Ooh, well, you know, in the first thing they said, some people get smart. Well, you know, you're not Abraham. You're not Sarah. Yeah, but the blessing. You might be old, but God done promised you the blessing. You don't see it, but God said it. The blessing, God said it. Whatever the Lord promised you, you're old, but Lord said it. He said it. You can't take it back. He told you. You know you're old, but he told you he's going to do this. He told you he's going to do that. He told you. And it was impossible looking at man outside for saving it. And Abraham to have that son. But they did it. It's in the Bible. Yes, it's in the Bible. It's in the Old Testament. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. My God, my God. It's, you know, God is kind. I mean, he wants you to speak those things. He wants you to trust in him and step out in him and step out. When you don't see it, no, you don't want to see everything. You got the just shall live by faith. No. The just shall live by faith. My God, my God, my Lord. Yeah, this is much better have. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Probably you from Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you all that tune me. I thank the Lord for you. I thank the Lord. We're going to have a son. Praise the Lord. And when I come back, I'm going to pray. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, God is so good. He's so good. My, he all I got. He all I got. My God, my God. Oh, Jesus. My Lord, I must go on. I'm trying to get this son together. I must go on. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, Jesus, what's going on here? Oh, my Lord, my Lord. God is so good. Oh, wait a minute. I must go on. I don't know. I just hit it down. Oh, God.
Even though things don't always go my way, I've determined in my heart to always sing of the call for nothing would be a greater loss than not to be able to see him someday. I'm gonna see him face to face.
Proverbs 18 and 21. Death and life are in the power of a tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power of a tongue. The tongue is a power weapon. Yes, it is. You know, your tongue can get you killed. That's how powerful it is. You can talk so much, your tongue will get you killed, and a many tongue have gotten people killed. Because they run their mouth so much. Isn't that something? Your tongue will get you killed. But this in life are in the power of a tongue. Sometimes people say, he talks too much, he talks too much. So you need to shut up before somebody hurts you. Talk too much. Tongue. That tongue. The power. Death and life are in the power of a tongue. In Proverbs 18, and 21, Proverbs 18:21. Yes, it is. Death and life by in the power of the tongue. I'm telling the tongue. That's why they say, you know, something you need to be quiet. You don't need to say. Something you don't need to say. Something you don't need to say. You need to leave it alone. But, you know, sometimes we're so bad. And sometimes the parents tell the son. Sometimes other people tell the young folks, when they want to do this or that. No, I don't think so. No, I think you need to leave that alone. You better be quiet. Be quiet on that now. Be quiet. No. Huh. What? A lot of people in the grave right now, running their mouth. And you all know, I'm telling the truth. A lot of people are in the grave right now because they ran their mouth too much. And that is a truth can get. You all that listen to me, you know someone that ran their mouth too much and they are in the grave right now. You gotta be careful. Run your mouth now. Something you see and you don't see. And something you hear and you don't hear. And something you do and you don't do. Huh. Let's be for real. Showing up. But I say I'm gonna pray probably in the name of Jesus. I come to you this afternoon, Father. On this broadcast, the Seed of Prosperity Broadcast Ministry, Lord. Lord, first thing I want to say, forgive me if I've done anything that's not like you. Forgive me, Lord. Because when I pray, Lord, over this airway, glory, I wanted to reach heaven. I wanted to reach beyond the ceiling of this roof. I wanted to reach heaven in the name of Jesus. I want to go in the atmosphere, Lord, and touch and spread in the name of Jesus. You know who tuning me in. You know who listened to me. You know who going through something, Lord. They're not listening for nothing. They need the prayer. They're going through. They need prayer. I'm not anything special. I'm just an unnormal woman. But oh God, the anointed prayer. That's what draws them, Lord. It's the prayer. They're sick in their body. They have a problem in their home. They have a problem with the children. They have a problem with the husband. They have a problem with the wife. They have a problem in church. Oh, God. They have a problem on the house. They have a problem on the job. Intervene, Father, and move, Lord. Move all kind of sickness and ailment. Lord, you hear all kind of diseases. You didn't know nothing that they brought before you that you didn't hear, Lord. You hear. You gave us the power, Lord. The Holy Ghost, Lord. Move in me and through me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move in me and through me, Lord. I see. Oh, God. Touch the people that tune me in. Lord, do a miracle in their behalf. Work on them, Lord. If they're talking too much, Lord, let them be quiet. Oh, Father. Some of them, Lord, they're talking too much. They're talking too much, Lord. They're talking too much in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. They're going through. But, Lord, something you want them just speak it. Lord, you just, if they just speak it, keep speaking it. You go with brain in the past. Just speak it. That's healing. Healing in the words. Healing, and healing in your word, Lord. Just speak it, Lord. Just speak it, Lord. They don't want to speak it. Oh, it's too hard. I don't see it that way. Oh, no. God gave you 5 senses. Yes, he gave me 5 senses. Just to speak it, those things would be not as though they were. Let us speak those things would be not as though they were. What they got to lose, Lord? Give them all, God. Touch the heart. Touch the mind. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Those in the hospital room. Those in the hospital bed. Those in the hospital on the operating table. Guide the doctor's hands, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in these hip operations and knee operations, intervene, Lord. Give healing. Do the healing. The doctor did the cutting, but Lord, you got to do the healing. Heal, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those who have terrible back problems, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, that disc problem, that dissonant back-giving problem, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. See, in the name of Jesus, that knee problem, Now I see that Lord, those feet giving problems. They can't walk. They have to have certain type of shoes on their feet, Father. Intervene, Lord. It might be small to some people, Lord, but to them, it's a big issue, Lord. They can't wear certain shoes. They can't wear the shoes, Lord. One shoe bigger than the other. Ah, glory. The ankles, are swelling, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those migraine headaches and those that have mental problems, I come against that spirit that got them all confused. All confused in the name of Jesus. Regulate the mind. Regulate the mind. Regulate the mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. The hearing voices. The hearing voices. Ah, yeah, yeah, see. In the name of Jesus, I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. I see. In our sanity, I see. In the name of Jesus. No different spirit. Oh, those spirit alcoholism. That old alcoholic spirit. That nicotine spirit in the name of Jesus. The homosexual spirit in the name of Jesus. The lesbian spirit in the name of Jesus. Anity, I see. Anity, I saw. Oh, God. Heal and protect. Heal and protect, Father. In the name of Jesus. Meet the financial needs. Meet the financial needs. Hi, hi, hi. Working in marriage. Working in marriage, Father. In the name of Jesus. Working in marriage, Lord. Working in marriage. Working in marriage. Save those children. Save the children. Bring the children home. Oh, bring that son home. Bring that daughter home. Oh, God. Oh, God. Some of them haven't spoken to their mama and their daddy in years. Oh, God. I come against that spirit, that stubbornness. I come against it in the name of Jesus. I come against that stubbornness spirit in the name of Jesus. Don't communicate with the mama. Don't communicate with the daddy. Don't communicate with anybody in the family. Oh, I come against that spirit. That spirit. That spirit. That spirit in me. Oh, in the name of Jesus. That stubborn spirit, Lord. I come against that stubborn spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, time winding up. Time winding up. We can't speak to one another. Sisters and brothers can't speak to one another. Oh, Jesus. It's rough. It's rough. It's rough. Ah, glory. Move, Lord. Move. It's bad. It's bad. It's bad. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. See, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ah, see, I see, I see. Oh, God. Move, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Ah, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's his life and death in the tongue. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Holy Ghost. Help us, Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. I'm trying to get this. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. Oh, Lord, have mercy, 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 mercy. What we got now? What we got now? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We got this. We got... Oh. My Lord, what is this thing? My God. God is so good. God is so good. Trying to get this sun on. I ain't going to work. Well, I'm trying to get anything I can get on. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. God is good. God is good. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Okay.
Let's go home.
Praise the Lord, some program in here. Let me see.
I'm going away. Eternally, a special place prepared just for me.
Yes, Lord. I just love some of the music. Praise Lord. Oh, I don't miss the confession. Oh, my, no, 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 no. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I don't know what's going on here. Okay, let's see what we got here. I was going to get right to it. Let's go home.
Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Oh, get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Gotta go home, yeah. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. I'm going home on the morning train. Yeah, I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home, oh, home. Oh, I'm going home on the morning train. Look, children, I'm going home on the morning train. Yes, I am. Just to jump and shout. Nobody there gonna put me out. Get to heaven, gonna put on my shoes. Walk around heaven and tell the news. I know my robe is gonna fit me well, cause I tried it on at the gates of hell. And if you don't believe I've been redeemed, you can follow me down by the Jordan stream. I'm gonna look up David in the heaven, gonna jump and shout, Lord, jump and shout, Lord, jump and shout, Lord, oh, shout, Lord, oh, shout, Lord, can I get to heaven, gonna jump and shout before nobody's there, gonna put me out, oh, Lord, 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 have mercy, yeah, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Talking about a good time, come on church, come on church, come on church, you better get right, you better get right, it's later than you think, it's later than you think, you better get right, you better get right.
Let's see here. Let's see here. Praise the Lord. Yes, see here. Get right, church, and let's go home. Don't you? We got to go home. Oh, my Lord. We got to go home. You know how you be somewhere and you be out kind of late? It's time for me to go home now. No, I got to go to work in the morning. Have y'all ever said that? But now, you know, even at church, say, ooh. They hope this serves too long. I got to go to work anymore. It's time for me to go home. Get right, church. Let's go. Get right, church. Let us go home. Going home. Yes, Lord. Got to go home. Praise the Lord. Don't you want to go home? want to get ready. Get ready and go home. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, I'm getting with there's life and death in the tongue. Speak those things which be not as though they were. Praise the Lord. Okay. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. That's power. That's power. Yes, it is. It's power. You can, that's power. Even the power in the tongue, as you begin to speak God's word or teach God's word, the anointing come out. You can feel God anointing. My God, how can you speak without a tongue? You be speaking, you be praying, and you be preaching and teaching, and then anointing flow. Oh, that out there, the power of the tongue. The anointing flow. The anointing flow. You can feel it. You can feel it. You can feel it. Power of the life and death and the power of the tongue. You get up there before people, and you be teaching, and you can do whatever, speaking or seminar, whatever. It's anointing. You can feel it. You can feel it. If the anointing would break the yoke, the anointing would destroy the yoke. In your mouth, out of your mouth come the anointing, the word from the Lord. Man, I tell you too, it is. The anointing would break the yoke. That's why a lot of yoke not broken. So the anointing is not there. You have spoken the word, but the anointing is not there. It's the anointing would break the yoke. The anointing of God. Speak his word under the anointing. It would change things. It would move things. Turn things around. God, he's speaking. We're not speaking under the anointing. Just speaking. We're not praying under the anointing. Oh, God. I remind me of when we're having a program at church. Well, but who's going to get the, you know, the big founders day or big days, you know, Women's Day and Biz Day, especially Founders Day, something, well, at least the past anniversary. You know, they had the big wheel on the program. Oh, yeah, they had the big shots on the program. And they were making up the program, but who we gonna have to pray? You know, where we get so-and-so, brother so-and-so, as if, oh, just get anybody. You know, almost like, I can feel as if, you know, well, it doesn't matter. Just get somebody just to pray. They take it lightly. You know, in other words, that's small. But, you know, but the other part, you know, other stuff that's coming, that's going on the program, that's so important. We want sister so-and-so to do this. We want brother so-and-so to do this. And you know, we want this person to be on the program. But, you know, but when it comes to the prayer service, they just pick anybody. Oh, yes, they do. They pick anybody. Tell me about it. They pick anybody. Well, you know, just get somebody. Just to say, just pray. Yeah, no, whatsoever. Just pick everybody. Just pick anybody. Oh, I know. I've been searching on all these programs. Mm-hmm. They don't say nothing about the prayer service. Just get something. Just, you know, in other words, just let it flow. Yeah, that's what they do. They want the big shots on these big programs, big days. They get the big shots to do all the, well, we want, you know, special ones. But other than prayer, they just get anybody they can. Sure do. Not anointed whatsoever. Some of them not anointed. Some might be, whatever. Some of them not. I seen them all. All that I know, I've seen them all. You be a church of love, you see a lot of, you go to church long enough, you see a lot of stuff. And hear a lot of stuff. You sure do. Mm-hmm. You just sit there look and listen. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. They take prayer lightly. That's something, they take prayer lightly. That's why the church is in the bad shape they are now. They take prayer lightly. That's what the problem. Well, you know what? No, you better get in that prayer room. You find them people that know how to pray, that God and devil with them to pray, and they want to pray. You let them pray in that church. You let them pray. Don't say, well, we don't have it. We don't have it like this and that. You let them travail. That's the problem now. No travailing none. No travailing none. No travailing. No travailing. They want the church to prosper. Shoot. Uh-uh. Well, you know, I want to say they won't. You might look at the number of prosperous, but what about people being delivered and saved? You know, you didn't even say it. A lot of churches might have big membership, my Lord, but it's soul salvation. It's souls. Not how big the church is, but the souls. I mean, the souls saving there. I mean, the soul you have brought to the Lord. You know, I'd rather have a storefront church full of souls, people that I say didn't have a big church with so many members, and they not even saying, just there because of the prestige, you know. Give me these storefront church on the anointing. You know, but one thing I remember one minister, preacher said, if you got a storefront church, you can pray yourself out of storefront church, and I believe that wholeheartedly. You can pray yourself out of a storefront church. Keep on praying. Oh, you gonna get out of it. Keep on praying. You know, anything else, you keep on praying for God to bless you. Keep on praying and keep on living right. Some of you all have been blessed because you've been living right and you've been praying. You've been seeking the Lord, and God has elevated you. Your gift will make room for you. Some of these storefront churches got the anointing. You step in that church, your healing takes place. My God. Such a new day, you step in, nothing takes place. Nothing. Oh, yeah. Nothing takes place because the anointing not there. The anointing not there. I don't care who you are and what type of collar you got on your neck. It's the anointing what counts. And that's the problem. That's the problem. The anointing is not there. And that's the problem. I want this broadcast. I want it to be anointed. I want it to be anointed. Don't care what. If you don't have to listen to it, well, God will send somebody else. I want this broadcast to be anointed, but people be healed and people can be delivered and people can be set free. If I just said hallelujah, I want the anointing to be in there. If I just said thank you, Jesus, I want the anointing to be on me. Hey, glory. Not me. I want the anointing to be there. Yes. That's exactly what counts. It's the anointing. It's the anointing of God. Yes. That's why, you know, and we get anointed. You know, sometimes you get started getting praying and you get up there. Look, once you really get into this mode of praying, huh? Look, you can reach heaven. I mean, you just find yourself going up higher and higher. Hallelujah. My Lord, it's anointing. No, that's why this broadcast on right now. It's anointing. It's the anointing. People don't listen to me because I keep saying because of my name. It's the anointing. You get the anointing, you have to worry. God will do the rest. You just be anointed. God will do the rest. Be anointed. God will bring the people. You just be anointed by God. You won't say nothing. people tell other people about you. Yes. Be anointed. Yes. That's what it's all about. My Lord. Yes, this event's better, Harry. Oh, my Lord. Let me see what's that. Oh, heaven. I'm heaven. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will. God will take care. He'll take care of you. I know you will.
Take care of you now. The Lord surely take care of you. Praise the Lord. Praise God. This is Evangelist Harris. Okay, you want to call me? Praise the Lord. It's 347-850-1971. If you want to call for prayer right now, praise the Lord, 347-850-1971. Then if you want to write me, it's post office box 751603. Post office box 751603. Middle Tennessee 38175. And after a while, you can, after you come out the air, you can find me on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio, BLOG. All my broadcasts I've done, you can listen to me. All the prayers that I've done, you can listen to the prayer. And if you listen to enough of my broadcast enough, that prayer is going to hit you. You might not have a headache. You might not have blood pressure. But you know what? You got knee problems. You got back problems. You got hip problems. You got cheering problems. You got husband problems. You got wife problems. Oh, it's going to hit you right at the right spot. Keep on listening to me. I might not pray. Some of these prayers might not hit you. Just stay there and keep on listening. It's gonna hit the right spot. It's gonna hit the right spot for you. The right spot. You know, we all got a certain spot. No, you might not need a car. But you need the house paper. Or if you need the note paid on your house. You know? You might not be able to pay your rent, but what about your utility bill? That needs to be paid. Let me pay it right now. Some of y'all, utility bill needs to be paid. The apartment needs to be paid. The house note needs to be paid. Car note needs to be paid. My Lord, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't know what to pray for, who to pray for, what's going on. But Holy Ghost, you know, direct this prayer to the right spot, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that need their house paper, Lord, bless them. Bless them, work a supernatural miracle. Those that need a house payment, bless them, Father. Those that need a payment on the apartment, bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, make a way. In the name of Jesus, for those houses to be paid off, for those notes be able to be met, Father, in the name of Jesus. That house note, Lord, that rent, that apartment about to be put out. Oh, God, meet the need. Let them speak the word in you, Father. Name of Jesus. Well, yes, see, in the name of Jesus, touch their heart, touch people's heart, touch hearts, Father. We help us to one another. Touch hard, Lord. We're too selfish. You can't wear but one pair of shoes. You can't wear but one dress at a time. You can't wear but one suit at a time. You can't drive but one car at a time. Some people need transportation. Oh, God, make a way. Only you can make a way. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, touch and move in the name of Jesus. Rain down a bow down head, Lord. Dry the tears from the eyes, Lord. Oh, God. I've been there, done that. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Help. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. People sick for their medicine. Need money for the medicine. Can't get this. Don't have enough money to buy the medicine, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Meet the need. Oh, meet the need. Touch those pharmacists hard. The doctor hard. Talk with the way the hospital program or something where they can get their medicine, Lord. Where they won't have to cause them an arm and a leg, Lord. They need the medicine, Father. Those that are taking medicine, Lord. Oh, God. You can heal, and then you can use doctors in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, their blood pressure. Some of them have to have their blood pressure. I've been there, Lord. When that lady, Lord, when the pharmacy told that lady that medicine she wanted was $600. And then the poor lady was looking, and she said, well, how much is my part? Oh, Jesus. And then the pharmacist said, that is your part. That lady just stood there. And she just walked on away. The doctor of the pharmacy, the lady at the pharmacy said that $600 was her part. The lady said, well, how much is my part? She said, that is your part. I heard it. The lady looked so pitiful. So pitiful. She sure did. If I had the money, I sure wouldn't pay it myself. Sure enough. $600 flat. $600. Then how much was her pa? Lord, that's how much it was her pa to pay her pa for the get her medicine. $600. Now, Jesus, everybody can't pay that $600, Father. You intervene, Lord, on this high medicine, Father. This high medicine, Father. Intervene, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Intervene, Lord. If you got to heal, heal. All right. Let him reach up and get healing, Lord. The medicine too high. The medicine too high, Father, in the name of Jesus. The medicine too high. Easy. Ah, yeah, yeah. In the name of Jesus. 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 Some people have retired, Father, in the name of Jesus, but they have to get a second job for the insurance. The medicine is high. The insurance is so high. They can't afford on their pension. Lord Jesus. They work all their life, and the Lord, they can't afford the medicine. Work all their life and retire. And Lord, they can't afford medicine, Lord. Ah, they have given, I understand they're taking the money out the chest, and they don't have money to pay them buy the medicine, Father. Touch, Lord. Intervene, Lord. Make a way for them, Father. In the name of Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. These other people, Lord, they have lived. They have worked. They have worked, Lord. They have worked, Lord. Some of them had worked 20, 25, and 30, and 40 years. And, Lord, they have to. The medicine is so high. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. The medicine is too high, Lord. They can't afford it. Intervene, Lord. Intervene, Lord. The medicine is too high, Lord. Oh, yes, see, and not hot so. They're not getting money, a little check, Lord. Just a little money, Lord, to live on themselves. And, Lord, the medicine is so high, Lord. Someone don't need to take a second job. They already done worked 20, 30 years. They don't need a second job. They body, Lord, not the best, Lord, but for the medicine, for the insurance. They're taking another job. Oh, God, after they have retired. Lord Jesus. Intervene, Lord. Oh, oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes, see. Yanda has so. Yanda has see. Yes, Lord. They're going through, Lord. They're going through, Lord. They're going through, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, see. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yanda has see. Lord, we got to weep for them. We got to cry out for them, Father. They need help. They need help. They need help. The so many of them need help. They need help. They need help. In the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Yes, Lord. Amen and amen. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, oh, my Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My Lord. My Lord. Yes, Lord. Y'all is standing back.
Come on, put your hands together.
Y'all is standing back.
Oh. Let's lift him up.
Oh, God. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. Everywhere you go, there is trouble.
There is trouble.
Everywhere you go, there is strife.
There is strife.
Everywhere you go.
And Lord, my Lord, yes, Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Evangelist Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Come, you from Memphis, Tennessee? Oh my Lord, my Lord. Oh my Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. He is the light. Praise the Lord. Come, you from Memphis, Tennessee? I want you to see the Prosperity Broadcast. I'm trying to say. Okay, let me see. I'm talking about there's life and death in the tongue. You know, somebody speaks bad. Somebody's having a bad trouble anyway, so he speaks all negative. Everything negative. I don't see how this. I don't see how that. Speak positive. Always got something negative to say. And you don't want to be around people that always talk about negative. That's what some of y'all problem now. You're around the wrong people. Need to change friends. Need to change friends. That's no strength. You're talking with somebody that give you strength. Ain't strength. All this negative.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, say,
amen.
Yeah. Yes. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church,
to what his words say. The church say, oh, 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 lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. What the devil does.
Amen.
No, you've got
the believers say, hey, amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Oh. Oh, God. Yes. This is Evangelist Beta Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Coming from Memphis, Tennessee. I don't own the copyright to any of this music I'm playing. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to get some more music on, some new CDs. But I thank the Lord with those that I do have. So they really have helped. Help the broadcast, I tell you. Praise the Lord. And it has helped me. I thank the Lord for it. And the Lord remind me to always pray for my pastor. I had forgot about it, and he brought it right back to me. And I'm praying for my pastor. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless my pastor, Lord. Give him the strength. Meet every need, whatever problem he's up against. Work it out for him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Give strength to the body, working that marriage, bringing it closer together, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bless the church, bless the finance, Father, in the name of Jesus. Anoint him the more. Anoint him the more from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch his body, touch his mind, touch his spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Set him on fire in the Holy Ghost in you as we begin to preach the word. Teach the word. Let the anointing fall on him as he begin to speak, as he begin to open the mouth. Let the anointing go out. Let the anointing words come out. Let the wisdom come up in him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, name of Jesus. Bless the bishop. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Touch. Name of Jesus. But Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. He bring that to me. I forget. You know, you be praying. Then all seem to bring this to my mind all the time. Pray for your pastor. Pray for your pastor. And that's what I've been doing. You know. Uh-huh. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Uh-huh. Yes. You don't know what these preachers are going through with. You don't know what your pastor's going through with. You don't know. But the Holy Ghost knows. Tell you. The Holy Ghost knows exactly what's going on. And what's about to go on? Uh-huh. My Lord, my Lord. Oh. Yes, Lord.
Well, 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 well.
It was, sure enough, a happy day.
My Lord.
How, how happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, a happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
When the Lord God.
Oh, when he was.
Yeah,
I'm
rejoice, rejoice. Ooh, for the stones roll away. Yes, it will. Oh, yeah.
Wash my sins away.
Gentlemen, my friend, Miss Mavis,
yes, oh, happy day. Praise Lord. Yes, Lord. What else I need to... Oh, God, it's so good. I'm talking about there's life and death in the tongue. Some of y'all use the tongue for a lot of mess. Talk about one another. Okay, and I'm coming from Proverbs 18. Chapter in the 21st verse. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. I like the power of life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. It's what you said. No, we like I said before. We talk too much. We said too much. Sometimes you got to be quiet. I don't know why people like to run their mouth all the time. They just talk. Don't you ever, have you been around people? You say, I wish you shut up. Just talk. It's not around you talk. Sometimes I hate to be around some people so they talk too much. Just talk in season, out of season. Some people talk in season, out of season. My Lord. My God. God is a good God. Yeah, we had that. Praise the Lord. And, yes. Oh, my Lord. Okay, that. Yeah, power and life is it is. That is the truth. My God. We talk too much. Let me see. Yeah, okay. Yes. We both, and so we have to speak those things with be not as though they were. You know, we want to spend more time talking talking positive things instead of negative things. Things would be much better in your household, on your job, in your church, all this negative, all what negative is. You just, speak positive. Well, God give you 5 cents. Yes, he does. Give you 5 cents to use it. He give you 5 cents so you can use those 5 cents wisely. Just talk. To talk doubt. As far as they are now. Listen to somebody that's talking doubt. Not positive things. Not things that don't uplift them. Say things that are going to uplift people. You don't have to lie. Tell them God is able. God can do it. You don't have to lie. You don't have to lie. God can do it. And he will do it if you let him. Someone don't want to let him do it. Oh, we're going to do our own. We're going to do it our own way. Power and life and death is in the tongue. That's power in the tongue. Speak it. Speak positive things. Tired of speaking negative stuff. Yeah, this and that, this and speak to that ailment you got. Speak to that finance you have a problem. Speak prosperity on that finance. Speak blessing coming your way over your finance. Speak blessings over your finance. Talk positive things over your finance. Talk to your finance. Talk to your minister. Minister, I see you going up. I see you going further in the name of Jesus. I see. Speak to that minister. Speak to her in the name of Jesus. Speak to that bank account. Speak to your checkbook. Hey, glory. Speak to that car giving you trouble. Speak to her. Oh, yes. Oh, this is it. Speak to her. Speak to that new car you want. Speak to her. Speak. Positive thing. Speak to that marriage. Speak to that meat. Speak to those children. Speak it in the atmosphere. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Yeah, speak it. Well, you know, honey, look. That what the speak positive thing, that's the speak negative thing. What's the difference? My, you know, that son is just like your dad. Oh, Lord, you don't have to talk negative about him. Speak positive about your son. Don't worry about the daddy. Worry about the son. Deal with the son. Don't worry about the wife. Speak, think about your daughter. You know, she's just like her mama. Oh, no, 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 no. Don't speak that. And you, and do speak good things, positive things. Then why some children bad right now. Well, it's just like the mama, just like the dad, just like the granddad. Forget that. You did it with the present. You did it with that child. Speak positive things over that child. Speak it. Well, when we going to learn? We think we're so smart. We got everything. We know everything. But you don't know nothing. Speak those things over those children. You know the man was no good when you married him. You know the woman was a cheater when she married you. Then you gonna get mad at the child. Well, she's just like a mama. Well, okay, you married a mama. You married a daddy. Well, hey, wait a minute. We get these things wrong. It's not the cheering fault. And I wouldn't put it on them. I speak that thing. I speak positive thing over that child. You right. I speak it so I get happy myself sometimes be speaking it. Yes. Get a hold of this thing. Speak those things. Speak life. Not death. Speak life. Speak positive. You speak positive things over your body. You feel better. God hear you. I know. There's life and death in the power of the tongue. The tongue is some powerful stuff. It can make you or break you. That tongue can make you or break you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My God, let us pray. Man, Lord, I'm just talking. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. You're so good. You're so good. Don't let me see negative things. Let me see positive things. Let me speak, Lord. You're going to make a way out of no way. Let me speak, you, Lord. The mission going forth in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus. For in here. Let me speak, you, Lord. Healing over the body. In the I see, in the name of Jesus. Healing, blessing, healing on the job, in the name of Jesus. Oh, that lawsuit on the job. I speak into existence right now, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. And I see, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus, see healing on my sister's body. I see healing, complete healing on my sister's body from the crown of the head to the sole of her feet. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak healing higher. In the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak healing in the household. In the name of Jesus, salvation come forth in the household. In the name of Jesus, higher. See, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing. I speak healing. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Take control. Take control. Take control. Take control. Every family curse to come against this family, I turn it around. I break the cord. I break the yoke in the name of Jesus. I cut it. I cut it. I cut it in the Holy Ghost. I cut it. I dry it up. I see in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let healing take place in this family. Let healing take place in this family. And I see. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, let healing take place. Let healing take place, Lord. Let healing take place. I see. Satan, you got to loose. Got to loose. You got to get out of here. Get out of the family. Oh, yeah, I see. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Oh, you got to turn things around. Oh, yeah, I see. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Glory, glory, glory. In the name of Jesus. Ah, yeah, yeah, see. So many families. Yo, come in the family, Lord. Oh, bring these family loved ones together. Sisters and brothers, auntie and uncles, granddaddy and grandmama. Oh, God. Get a hold to the people on the side of my bars, Lord. Bless, Lord. Let healing take place. Let healing take place. Oh, wounds. Oh, wounds need to be healed. Oh, wounds, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, wounds. Long time ago. Long time ago. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Oh, I come against those old wounds. Old wounds. still carrying all wounds to generation after generation. All wounds. I come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. Let healing take place. Let healing take place. Let healing take place. Let healing take place in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we got to die. We got to die, Lord. We got to die. We want to meet you, Lord. Clean us up. Clean us up, Lord. Clean us up. Clean us up, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Clean, clean. I see under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I see in the name of Jesus. Clean, clean. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. Hiya. Glory. I plead the blood. Hiya. I see in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, I see. Name of Jesus, I pray. Name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
Presence of the Lord is here.
Yes,
presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here.
Put your hands together. Make some noise if you feel His presence. Come on, do you feel it? Hallelujah. Let's sing it.
God is good, isn't it? Isn't God good? Praise the Lord. God is good. This is the man's better hair. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Come to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. My God, my God. Power in the blood. Oh, my. Power in the blood. There is power in the blood. Let me see. Oh, let me see this.
There's a train coming. Don't need no ticket. You can just step on board. All we need is a little faith to hear the diesel running. We ain't got to have no baggage out. We can just thank the Lord. You tell them, people get ready. There's a train to Georgia. Yes, it is. Don't need no ticket. We just step on board. All we need is faith to hear the deep of harmony. We don't need a ticket. We just thank the Lord. I say, thank the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. God is so good, isn't it? And God good. My God, my God. My Lord, God is a good God. I got over. Oh, my Lord. Yes, yes, yes. This is the Evangelist Harris. Yes, there is life and death in the tongue. Now, look, some of y'all know, you all know you have talked, run your mouth too much. On the job, wherever. On the job, what? At church. You know, come on. Some people got a reputation of being a busybody. All time running. Always instigating stuff. All time running mouth. So you know what you're talking about. What I heard. There's life and death in the tongue. Let us see positive things. Bring that thing to existence that you don't even see, don't know how. But you believe it. Speak it. Long time ago, I didn't have a car. But I knew I was going to get one. I had prayed and everything. And I felt in my spirit I was going to get one. I didn't know how. I didn't know where. I didn't know when. But I knew I needed a car. My daddy was ill. I needed a car to take him back and forth to the doctor. It was about 30 years ago. And I didn't know, but I just believed the Lord that I was going to get a drop in my spirit. I just believed the Lord that I was going to get one. You know, things like that, you drop me your spirit, you're speaking. And something drop me your spirit, and you're scared to say, well, they might not believe me, or they might not come true. If God put in your spirit, that's it. Now, I don't give you to wait 20 years. It's gonna come to pass. If God put that thing in your spirit, you can go to the bank with it. You know, just talking my spirit about this and that. You know? But, you know, speak it. Well, God gave us five senses. Well, you know, I don't know if it was God or not. Well, you know, that's why you don't have it right now. God, if God put that thing in your spirit, he can put that thing in your spirit, boom, bang, all at once. Whoa. Some guy to come by you so fast. He said, wait a minute, did the Lord, did you say that? They come by you so fast sometimes, so quiet. Not a lot of drum beating. Just as soft and still, so-and-so. What? Wait a minute. Did I hear that right? Lord, is that you? Sometimes we ask the Lord, is this you? And sometimes we want God to give us an answer or give us a confirmation. And sometimes he doesn't. He didn't say. Sometimes God said, that's it. You know, you just believe it. You just take him as the way he gave it to you. Praise the Lord. Yes. And he speaks to people, and they scared power. Speak that thing. He even told you, speak it. Listen to what people say. You want to get anywhere. You have to listen to what the voice of the Lord tell you. Speak that thing. God done told you what to do. Some of y'all still dragging your feet. He done told you. Speak it. He told you. I hate to, you know, it might not come to pass. Look, if the Lord dropping your spirit, it is. If God didn't do it, that's a different thing. But if God dropped that thing in your spirit by whatever it is, that thing is coming to pass. You just speak it. You just walk out on it. You just take it by faith. Speak those things would be not as though they were. You don't see it. You don't know how. But you know in your spirit God said it and you believe it. Speak those things. I speak it. And yes, people talk about you sometimes. Yes. Oh, you know, I get tired. She says same thing over and over again. And God haven't got it yet. Yeah, but God told you. He told you. Told you. Yes, people messing. See, those are people that get what? Those are people that didn't believe you. Those ones look like a monkey. When that thing come to pass, they look foolish. You know, people talk about you so much, like you're not gonna do this and you're not gonna buy this and this not gonna happen. And when it does happen, they look at you just as crazy. I didn't believe it. Oh, yeah. What they do, folks? Life is something else. Your friend is something else. Your family is something else. Don't you ever think, no, stupid. I tell you, too. That's amazing.
Now tell me what can wash away sins. I know that is nothing but and what can make me whole again? I know that nothing, nothing but the blood of Jesus, Jesus. That's the reason I say, oh, precious blood is the flow that makes me wise.
Son, it is power in the blood. But the end of it's kind of messing up on me. But I like the first part. There is power in the blood. Yes, Lord. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood. We need to plead the blood more. We don't plead the blood more, neither. Neither plead. We don't plead the blood as much as we need to. Plead the blood. Plead the blood. My Lord, the blood of Jesus. Plead it. Plead the blood. The devil can't stand the blood. Can't stand the blood. Can't stand the blood. Hallelujah. They stand the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. The blood of Jesus come against you, Satan. The blood of Jesus come against you. Name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Let us pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for what you are to me in my life, Father. In the name of Jesus, look down on the people that are tuning in. Oh, bless them, bless them, bless them. You know, go down the list, Lord. Well, let's go down the list, one by one. You know what they need. You know what I'm against, Lord. Oh, do it for them, Lord. Do it for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch body. Touch body. Touch loved ones in the name of Jesus. Touch finance in the IC in the name of Jesus. Oh, make a way out of no way. Make a way out of no way. They don't see it. Let them speak. Let them speak. Let them speak. Speak. Those things would be not as though they were. Speak positive things, not negative things. Positive things. Oh, you make a way out of no way. Yes, Lord. You make a way out of no way. They don't see it. But, Lord, let them keep saying, you make a way out of no way. You make a way out of no way. Jesus will make a way out of no way for you in the name of Jesus. Touch him, touch him, touch him. Oh, trust him, trust him, trust him. Name of Jesus, speak life into your problem. Speak life, not death. Speak life. Oh, he's going to work it out. God going to work it out. He's going to work it out for me. Oh, he's going to do it for me. He's going to save my loved ones. He's going to save my children. He's going to save my marriage. Ah, he's going to send me finance. He's going to bless me with a car. He's going to bless my home to be paid off. Oh, speak positively. Speak those things with me now that don't they work. He's going to give me the job. Hallelujah. I want to hear from my family. I want to hear from my daughter. I haven't heard from him in years. Oh, we're going to start back talking and speaking to one another in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sisters and brothers, I'm start back talking to my sister. I'm start back talking to my brother. I'm start back talking to my lover. Speak those things into existence. Speak those things with me now as though they were. You don't see it how, but somehow you're going to get back together again. Somehow that thing will be working out again. Somehow you don't get that job. Ah! Somehow you're going to be able to retire. Hallelujah. Retire. Bless those that need to be, that want to retire. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Working that pension fund, Father, in the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Work that in that pension, Lord, for them as they retire, Father. Work on the insurance, working the medical things for them, Father, as they retire. Work on that medical end in the name of Jesus. Work on that body. Get healed into the body. Let them enjoy their retirement. Let them enjoy their retirement, Lord. Don't be bedridden. Don't be bedridden in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Touch the people under the sound of my voice, Lord. Hallelujah. Take control here. Take control, Father, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yeah, yeah, see. In the hot soul. Hallelujah. I know how to see. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, help. Help, Lord. How did I see? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I need you, need you, need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, 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 see. In the name of Jesus. Touch, touch, touch. Let healing take place over these airways. Oh, let healing take place, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, stretch out in them, Lord. Oh, whatever that problem. In the name of Jesus. Touch that spot. Touch that spot, Lord. Touch that spot where there's pain. So, oh, take the pain away. Take the pain away. Oh, let them be able to sleep. Let them be able to sleep, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Let them be able to sleep, Lord. They wrestling, Lord. They can't sleep at night. Let them be able to sleep, Lord. Whatever the reason, whatever the cause. Oh, let them be able to sleep at night, Lord. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. There's so much needs to be done. Oh, there's so many problems. So many sicknesses, Lord. In the name of Jesus, somebody got to pray to you, Lord. Somebody got to cry out to you, Lord. Somebody got to cry out to you, Lord. Somebody got to travail, Lord. Somebody got to travail, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just anoint me no more. Anoint me no more, Father. In the name of Jesus, ah, yeah, yeah, see. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah, see. Name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. You all of God. You all of God, Lord. Ah, yeah, yeah, see. Help me, Lord. Help me. Ah, see. In the name of Jesus. Oh, take control. Take control. Name of Jesus. Take control. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thank you. Hallelujah. Ah, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. It got good. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God, my God. My Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.